My great aunt Loretta was like a third grandmother to me and my brothers. Her husband had died only a few years after they were married, and so she lived as a widow for most of her life. She was an educator and loved children. She would come up from Chicago every few months to visit my grandparents and us. The thing I remember most about her are the times I would sit on the porch swing next to her when I was a kid. She would be right there next to me and would scratch my back, and I loved that. I always remember feeling very safe and secure in those times. I really knew that she loved me and my brothers. Sitting on the porch swing with Great Aunt Loretta is an image that comes to my mind when I hear Jesus invite us to remain in his love. The feeling of being loved and safe and cared for was a gift from Aunt Loretta. How much more is a gift from Jesus? Jesus invites us to remain in his love. To remain means to continue to exist even after others are gone. To remain means to stay, to endure, to carry on, to continue, to linger. Jesus wants us to be with him, to do those things with him. He does not want us to leave and go away from his love. On the night of the Last Supper, the night before he died, after he washed the apostles' feet and gave them his body and blood in the very first Eucharist, he invited Peter, James, and John to come with him, to be with him, and pray for a while, right before he was arrested. They found that hard to do and fell asleep. Jesus said to them, "Could you not spend 1 hour with me?" As Jesus invites Peter, James, and John, he invites us. Remain with me. Spend some time with me. Stay here and let me love you. Jesus so desires to share his love with us. We simply need to want to be with him, to spend time with him, to let him love us. Perhaps the greatest way in which Jesus invites us to remain in his love is here at Mass, in the Eucharist. Jesus loves us by giving his very self to us, his body and his blood. It is here that Jesus invites us to spend 1 hour with him. When we receive him, that is the time on earth that we are closest to him. That is why the time after receiving communion is so precious. We are simply with Jesus. We remain with him. We let him enter us and allow him to love us. When we truly understand what is taking place at that moment, there's nothing else like it. God knows our hearts. He knows that we wander. He knows that while we want to stay close to him, we let many other things get in the way. We get busy. We fall out of the habit. Perhaps that is why one of the commandments is to keep holy the Sabbath. God knows that if it is not a commandment, we are tempted to not make it important. Since the resurrection, the followers of Jesus, the church, have kept the Sabbath by gathering each Sunday for the Eucharist. That's why we are to keep holy the Sabbath, by being present here at Mass each and every Sunday. He comes to us today, and here we are. It is here that we remain in Him, remain in His love. It's here that He makes His love present to us again, a love unto death, giving us everything, His very life. We heard St. John say, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He has loved us." Let us remain in that love. Let us experience anew His sacrificial love for us on the cross and on this altar. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending this hour with Him. Thank you for remaining in His love by receiving the precious gift of the Eucharist. As we remain in His love, we then are able to go forth to love one another.